give a powerful shout to the Lord. Can we take our seat? Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Oh, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty. Hallelujah. Greetings in the name of Jesus. It's a great joy. It's a beautiful day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to share together from the scriptures. And we are continuing on the subject of sonship. Substitution. 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 Can you tell your neighbor substitution? Yeah. To be substituted. I attended a wedding yesterday. I think many of us did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is substitution. And there is what you call transition. And so I want us to come into a full sonship. I made a statement that said, it is sad to notice that you can be lost in time. You can miss your inheritance. There are many who are walking the earth seeking, but they can't find. Not that they can't find, but they have lost their place of prosperity, their place of endowment, their place of empowerment. When you look at their faces, you can see that there is something missing that is dear to them. And when we look at it, you start to realize that it's such a pain to notice that I cannot have it back. Because you have to give all that you have. There is a story that we give. For those on radio, we greet you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. The story of a pig. The pig said, I have no problem to give. Because the chicken had a good and a great idea. But the chicken's commitment was a donation. Bishop Bruce was telling us the transition to the anointing. And he came up to a place of sonship that there are certain things that cannot come into your life until you start working and doing them. And one of it was servant wood. He said, for you, you are outside, for you to come in, there is a journey you have to take. And that journey might be rough in its own. So the pig said, it's a good idea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was talking to my wife. She was broken the other day. And I said to her, other people have options. You don't have. You know, when you are a son, you don't have. If you are fired, your father is vilified. It appears on the big newspaper on Sunday. Other people can join the phrase and start to shout. You are a thief. Horrible man. This. And the son as well might be ashamed. But it's the only father you have. You see, so you embrace the shame. And so you have to build some to fortify yourself and develop a very thick skin. So the pig says, listen, it's a good idea. Tell your neighbor, it's a good idea. You see, to love Jesus is not a donation. You You don't just come and do what you like.
So we are
talking about the subtopic today is beloved son. The spirit of sonship. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
And
because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart. Because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into your heart. So the spirit of service is not your spirit. If you are not willing to embrace the spirit of the son, forget it. You cannot be a son. Somebody said, was it this morning that was it Matlangu or maybe our beloved Sarah to say, yes, I think it's during the offering. A tree cannot bear fruit by moving around. Yes, when my wife was lamenting that, I said, listen, we are here to stay. After everybody has done all that they can do, either they become too great, far beyond ourselves, or they have felt that we can no longer fit the mold. We should be grateful that we are the one who brought the light to them. We are the one who ignited the fire. And do not allow bitterness to creep into our hearts. But stay in the calling that we were called. Now here the Bible says, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts. God has sent the spirit of the son into your hearts. Hey. Now, what is the spirit of the son?
It's
the spirit of Christ. Now we can look at Jesus, the saying of Jesus about himself and the Father. The saying of Christ are selfless. What does it? Okay, it says, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave but a son. So the movement to become a son is that you should have the spirit of Christ in you, which is selfless, self-denial, dying to yourself. Therefore, you are no longer a slave but a son. And if a son, then a heir of God through Christ. This verse is loaded. We can discuss it for eternity.
Amen.
Now, what is to be beloved? The word, when you look at it, is the word breath. And the other meaning means to long for. There is a longing that all of us have. I had a young woman, she's still here in the church.
And
we were just talking. And she said to me, I have a loneliness. Can you tell
her,
I have a loneliness. Yeah, I prayed for her loneliness. Say, I have a loneliness for companionship. Hey, I have what? A different kind of loneliness. I have a loneliness. There is a loneliness that can only be filled in prayer. When that loneliness comes, I lock myself in the room. I don't go out. Morning until evening, I just stay there. And I'll be crying. Sometimes we do fupul it. To grow, what is it in English? It's to grow or whatever. Praying. Having no agenda, but to say, I long for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So there is a place for longing. So when God was saying, this is my beloved son,
he was saying,
this is my breath.
This
is my life.
This
is all that
I have.
He gives me life, meaning,
purpose.
He was saying, this is the one I long
for. Hey, you
people don't know relationships that are deeper. Yes. I was saying to somebody, I said, my relationship are for life. My wife many times, she said, oh, even after people have said that, I said, it's just unfortunate there are certain things some of us can't take out of ourselves. But God was saying, when he says my beloved, he was saying, this is the love of my life. So to love, to be the breath, to love, to be longed for, leads us to be the one that is preferred. So to be beloved, if I say a blessing, she's my beloved. In the natural, from the church, the boyfriend, girlfriend, we say, oh, this is my beloved. That's the one part. But if I say, this is my beloved, I simply mean, this is the one I prefer. And my challenge to you is that may you create in your heart to be the one that is preferred. Yeah, become the one that is preferred. Few points, then we will pray. Hallelujah. Number one. Beloved and affection begotten in the community of the new spiritual life in Christ. You must become, you know, there are people who tell you, I love you, but they don't love the things you love. So it makes it very difficult to love them. I don't know if you understand. Yeah. They are beloved. They want to be loved, but they don't love what you love. Romans 16:8. Great Ampelas, my beloved in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must become the beloved in the Lord. You know, this week I spoke to somebody. And then I realized that this person has been in church and been taken care by somebody else. Now, I'm thinking about it many years after. The person is no longer here. And the person calls back and says, you are my beloved. If my eyes were open, it's you who opened my eyes. If life is to be said, it's given, you are the one who gave me life. And here he says, my beloved in the Lord. May you become the beloved in the Lord. So I gave an example. We have a sister here, Marki Bongiswa. She's very out. What is the right word? The person who's easy. Extrovert. She's an outgoing person. And so the person I was talking to, this person used to be in her cell. And I thought about it. I said, wow, what a joy. What a blessing. That somebody after many years still has a longing. Somebody after many years still have a thought. Hey, but when? Oh, people curse you while you are in their midst. Do you understand? Yeah, they said to Jesus, oh, physician, heal yourself. Yeah, mercy. Number two, beloved is the word used repeatedly to express God the Father's infinite affection for Jesus, his beloved Son. May you become my beloved son.
Amen.
In whom I'm well pleased. You see, to be a beloved son, I like the progression that Bishop Bruce gave. He said, through service, somebody becomes a son. Somebody matures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Matthew 1 verse 17.
Book of Matthew 1 verse 17.
And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. What is the thought of others about you? Are you just a taker? You know, there are people who sap energy. If you think about them, I used to have those kinds of people. I had to think, how am I going to deal with this person? Well, if I'm making a serious decision and I'm going to have a board, we have a board in the church, and we are going to sit in the elders' board to discuss the life of the church and the things that we are saying, I have to think and say, hey, I know I have an opposition party. If I'm ANC, I have EFF. If I'm EFF, I have DA. If I'm DA, you have Ahang who's going to come against you. Whatever party is your party, please, you can put it on your list there. You get it? Mm. So you know that it doesn't matter what you say, somebody will want to say something. So today I want to teach you, maybe give an advice. Learn to want to see what the other person is saying. Let's talk to those who are married. Learn to listen to what the other person is saying. Yeah, you'll do far better. I'm asking somebody. The infinite love of the Father for his beloved son. When I say my beloved, when I say you are my beloved, may you become the beloved of God. He said, have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him. Can it be said, have you considered my servant Job? Hey, I remember we were talking one time, somebody came, that nonsense. What in God's mercy. What have you done? Have you become the beloved? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number three. A son is the beloved of God. Be the delight of the Father. Are you a delight? Do you bring joy, freshness, excitement? Deuteronomy 33 verse 12 says, of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in the safety by him who shelters him all day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders.
Mega Benjamin Baba Hori Muratua Mudimo Telehunna Mohuena, me amutrileta Tatilo, me Utilehunemo Mahetting Aha.
Benjamin, the beloved of the Lord.
Benjamin Muratua Mudimo.
Can it be said of you?
I thought Sika Buaka when a happy.
Does God have a desire to be in your presence?
Amudimo Unaleta Hunamo Mohuena.
Can God call on you and say, can you come in? Can we spend the day? I was talking to some of our pastors. I say, have you thought, as a pastor, have you thought of taking a 2-3 days prayer and fasting? Not that it's a program of the church, but just your long to make yourself beloved. Oh, coming in his presence, desiring him. Many of us, we are happy to come to church. But we have not set ourselves up to be the beloved of the Lord. May you set yourself this morning as a beloved of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, did I give you scripture? Yes, I did. Benjamin, the beloved of the Lord. Jesus, the beloved of the Father. Matthew 12:18, beloved, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are the beloved of the Lord. Jesus, the beloved of the Father. He said, I will put my, he said, behold, my servant whom I have chosen. My beloved, in whom my soul is pleased. Can I speak to those who are married? It's not the house that will make you happy. It's not the nice car. I saw the people who are getting married yesterday. It's not the size or the value of the ring. Or the party that you make on your celebration. I wish I could tell you that's what makes marriage. But it's to make yourself a beloved, to be content with the space and time you find yourself in. I've been a pastor far too long to know that people marry while they have already started to hate each other. They are going through it because they have already committed far too much to turn. They are ashamed to
turn.
So you can become a beloved. It says, my beloved son, whom I've chosen. My beloved in whom my soul is pleased. So be the one that the Lord is pleased. Seek the Lord while he may be found. You know, there's going to be a day where you desire God but you can't have him. Oh, that time will come. You'll be shocked. You went for the boyfriend, and from that time, one woman said, after I met this guy, everything changed in my life. They lost everything. The joy of the Lord, everything that was good was taken away. You have what you loved. You had what you thought was it. But then they realized that, oh, I lost everything. Mercy. Number five, the firstborn is the beloved of the Lord. He is worth double portion of his father's inheritance. You see, the scripture teaches us in the days past, men will marry more than one wife. Oh, sometimes they marry, divorce. It's a modern life. And then they have children with all these women. But God gave the man a warning. And he said, and this example is given here, it's that the man has a first wife and a second wife. And the first wife, the man no longer loves. He loved the second one. And so the first wife has a son. The second wife has a son. But the guy loves the second wife. And so naturally he wants to give his inheritances to the second son. The son of the second wife. And the Lord says no. Even though you no longer love the mother, the first son must get double honor. So I pray this morning that the spiritual impact of your place, that you are entitled to double honor. You know, some sons dishonor themselves. We have got prodigal sons. Yesterday we were at a wedding, and quite a lot of people that have been in this house were there, and they came to greet. One spoke very well. He said, "Oh, you must be a bishop now." And I said, "Do you know what it is to be a bishop?" I said, "It takes a lot. Can the church afford it? Because it's not just a title. It's a responsibility." And so I started to engage the person. I said, "Since you have left, with my title to be a bishop, you have reduced me every time. Because when I thought I could walk, you have put me back into crawling. I have to start again. So I cannot be a bishop because you have taken my strength." The book of Genesis chapter 49. We're talking about sonship. Genesis 49. It says, "Reuben, you are my firstborn." Yeah, this screen, you have to change it to default setting. The screen is wrong. The background at least should be white. I don't know, somebody, you got somebody there who thinks he knows but doesn't. They're really creating problems. I always say, when you get into these things, you should know, the people who are in the media, you should know you are preaching with me. So when you put things that I can't see, it's you who's happy that you have a nice screen. It defeats the purpose of why you are there. Genesis 49, I will read it from my Bible because I can't read anything from the screen. It says here, verse 3, "Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power, and stable as water. You shall not excel." Yes, because you went into your father's bed. And you defiled it. Second one. Verse 5. Simeon and Levi are brothers.
Levi.
Instrument of cruelty.
So
how can I become a bishop? When you have become instrument of cruelty, you fight against everything I stand for. You are deceivers. You must go and read the story of these two brothers. They said to one nation, "Can we enter into a deal? Can you marry our sister?" He says, "Yes." They say, "Everybody circumcised." And they took their sword. When the men were weak, they went and killed everybody else. They have one tongue, they speak this way. They have another tongue, they speak that way. Their heart is unstable as well. He says, "Your cruelty, I don't want to be found in your company." That is not on my notes, so it was, by the way, by the Spirit. So I said to the person, "How can I become a bishop?" Because my strength has been taken away. Mercy. Prodigality. Prodigality. Where are we? Number five. We're talking about the two sons. Deuteronomy 21, verse 15 to 27 to 17. I will not read it. The son to become the firstborn, and this you should pursue it. To become the firstborn, you inherit double portion.
Yeah.
The reason why the firstborn is loved is not for the firstborn to be richer, But it's for the firstborn to care for the other family members.
Yes. The
king is not entrusted with wealth for his personal use. Not like our modern king who are living in opulence. They are having just girlfriends. They are having wives and girlfriends. They are wasting the material resource of the tribe. They are supposed to be the one developing, becoming the extended hand to make the tribe and the nation to be better, to create a very good life for everybody. So the double portion of the son, it shows that the level of responsibility, care that is given, you are being extended and given more power to be able to do more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Number six. The firstborn rights can be lost due to the fathers. Yes. You can be a firstborn. You can be a premier son. But things can be changed. And Genesis 48 verse 13 says, and Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand and towards Israel's left hand, Manasseh with his left hand and towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. So when Jacob was praying, he had two sons. Ephraim was the younger one.
Ephraim,
and he had
Manasseh.
So Joseph, being wise, Jacob was old. So he brings the old one on the right side. And then the younger one, Ephraim, on the left side. The firstborn must be greater because the right hand is a great hand. And then the left hand. And for all of you, when you pray for people, don't use, unless you are using both hands, don't use the left hand. It's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. Is that fine? Yeah, so then guess what happened? Jacob sitting down, being an old man, he crossed his hands. And even every time when we pray for the couples, it's the same. The couple sits, the man, when he kneels down, he'll be on my left. And the woman will be on my right. But my hands have to be crossed because the man is the head. Or either I have to pray for the man and then move my hand back to the woman. But literally, I cannot put my right hand on the head of the woman and then the left hand on the... So the hands were crossed. So he crossed his hands and prayed for Manasseh.
He
prayed for Ephraim to be the senior. In a sense, it could have been better if Joseph kept quiet. But Joseph spoke. He said, oh, daddy, you cross your hand, the right hand. The first one is this one. Put your hand and say, it's not. By the Spirit, this will be great. Ephraim will be greater than his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So when you understand the manifestation, the works of the Spirit, the crossing can be done by fathers. This is by the Spirit. And Ephraim became greater. Ephraim became powerful. Are you here?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Joseph took the two sons and Jacob crossed his hand and increased. So your sonship, this is why it's very important to be led by the Spirit. I've seen people position themselves not knowing what they are positioning themselves to. Don't position yourself. Let the Spirit flow. Tell your neighbor, let the Spirit flow. Yeah. There are a lot of people who will position themselves and they position themselves for something else because it is the flesh, it's not the Spirit. The Bible says the king could not sleep. Somebody was positioning himself, I'm a prime minister, I'm this, and even in his mind, when king was talking, he was only thinking about himself, selfish. And he said, this should be done, not knowing that it is not for him.
And that was
the day of his own self-destruction.
Mercy. Are you here?
What number are we on? Number 6. The firstborn rights can be lost due to fathers. Number 7. Do not displace your birthright and your place as a son. Here we are talking spiritual, please. There is material, there's material side. All of us are sons to God. But to find our place in Him,
it will
take humility
to
be in the cell, to be led by somebody that you, when you look at their educational level, it doesn't even seem like they have it. Allowing yourself to grow and mature. And in due time, God will lift you up. Don't be a prodigal and play harlotry with your inheritance. I've seen people do it. I've seen people who have great potential. We were talking yesterday. I said to Pastor K, some of these guys are supposed to be premier sons in the house. Yeah. I was told of a story of one of our leaders who met somebody somewhere, and the person was talking to them, and the leader, this leader in the church here at ECC, and he said to the person, "You don't understand. Things have changed. We don't have supervisors anymore. We have pastors." And the person who was talking is a pastor. He was trying. You know, there are people who want to play big. So he was putting the person right. He says, "You are a supervisor. I'm the pastor." Okay, let me teach you something about position. Office, maybe let me use the word office. Office has power. Even if you hate a person. You see, all the people can hate Ramaphosa as much as they want. Listen, he's the president. That guy can decide to sneeze today. He can decide to mention a name of somebody and say, "Search him."
They
will find even things that don't exist. You will go to jail. You can vanish tonight. Never to be found again. The man naturally has no power. But the office is in. Our fourth team is the number one. He's the one who controls the military, the intelligence, the police. He controls all the money in the country. He can do anything. Don't allow the politics of YouTube to fool you. Oh, there are people who have power if they decide. I said to somebody, if I lift up my hands, oh, it's like a joke.
But
I said, I've already lifted my hands. I said, if I lift up my hands, he was standing in front. If I lift up my hands, God honored my lifting of hands. That man got into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I was explaining to him that the way you people are treating me, you are treating me bad. I said, one day, I will lift up my hands and I will say, "Oh God, don't listen to their prayers. Don't answer their prayers." It was done. It was what?
Done.
I was shocked when they were coming back crying and the Holy Spirit said, "You remember, you said, if I lift up, you lift up your hands. You didn't say, if I lift up my hands. You said, if I lift up my hands." And I said, "God will not hear your prayers. God will not hear you." 2-3 months down the line, the person had to come and say, "You are the one who lifted your hands. Can you reverse? Can you reverse the prayer?" I said, "I never made the prayer. I was talking. I said, if I lift up my hands." So he was telling the person that we are pastors now. There is power of... People don't understand the power of being a shepherd. was given an example ka Dr. CBC. She went somewhere. They stole her car, they stole her books. Yeah, I know it's a consolidation. You don't understand power. She might not understand what was happening. Because you are taking a certain principality power, you are doing something that Satan hates. So you get disabled and you can be misplaced by the material loss that you have. And never understand that you were displacing principalities and power. So Satan must delay you. I was thinking about when I got injured that this spirit wants to displace me. Mercy. Are you here?
Amen.
I'm saying the anointing, the spirit of sonship empowers you. My time always runs in first service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sonship.
Bora.
Okay, did I give you the scripture? Hebrews 12:15-17. Maybe I should close here. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, for you know, afterwards, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. For he find no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. And this is when we look at sonship, that many people undermine the call of God upon their life. And many years they come chasing for what God has given to them. Your sacrifice has to be higher. Did you hear what I said? We were giving sacrifices. You were playing. Yes. Now is your turn. You want God's intervention. And you realize that your sacrifices are stacked. They are too high. Because when you were supposed to be obedient, you refused to be obedient. Did you know that when you flung obedience, then you have to pay sacrifices? If you cannot be obedient, you have to pay. But to pay, you might have to give everything and all. But if you were obedient, you will have suffered the humiliation of your obedience, but you will have achieved much more. Every head bow, every eye closed. I want to pray together with you this morning. Maybe today you are saying, I want to be a son of God. I want to make right with God. I want the grace of God to come upon my life. I want to be the beloved. I want to be the one that God is longing for. I want to be the one that is loved of the Father. The Bible says, except the man be born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. I want to pray together with you. If you are here this morning, say, I want to make right with God. I want to be the beloved of the Father. Lift up your right hand and we'll pray together. I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. God bless you. God bless you. Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I want to be the beloved of the Father. I want the grace of God to come upon my life. Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? Is there somebody else? God desires your good. I said, God desires your good. God wants to bless you. But the beginning of blessing is the fear of the Lord. So we're going to pray. I'll ask the church to stand. Those who lifted their hands, please ushers, help them. Let them come. Can we give a powerful clap offering? Your life today. Please come. Don't be intimidated. Come, come. Jesus. Let him have it. Come with me. I want to receive Jesus. I want to make right with God. I want to be a child of God. We're going to pray. Those on radio, you could make right with God. God loves you. God has a good plan for your life. God wants to prosper you. God wants to establish you even today. We're going to pray. I'll ask the whole church to join us. Those who are here in front, can you lift up both of your hands, please? Can you help? Yes, let's lift up. It's the only sign of surrender. Can you say, Father? Say it again, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for this grace, for this love that you have shown towards me. Today, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, forgive me all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today, with my own mouth, I speak, and with my own heart, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, I thank you for this great salvation in Jesus' name. Can you say, Satan, today I cut ties with you. I have nothing to do with you. From this moment forward, I've chosen Jesus. I am a son of God. I thank you, Father, for this grace in the name of Jesus. Can we give a powerful clap offering?